great. I mean, I've been thinking about this day since I was little, so sitting here right now in a Jets jersey is... I can't really describe it.
Take us through today, your excitement, your
emotions. Well, I was pretty tired because I didn't really sleep last night. So it was... It's hard to explain because I was shaking a little bit all day. I was shaking during the draft. So I'm just fine. I'm happy to finally sit here and be through with it and just enjoy the time here.
Great first season in Halifax. Talk about what you said meant for your development.
Oh, they meant a lot. I came over here and I expected, I expected a good season. But a season like this, I can't really say I expected. I think we had a great team, great organization. Everything around the Mooseheads was perfect. I felt really great off the ice and made me a better player on the ice. So I want to thank all the guys on the team last year, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, definitely.
What does it mean to you to be the highest drafted Danish player in our whole country?
Well, actually, I'm not. So there's Butker. He got drafted 8th overall about 6 years ago. But it didn't mean a lot to me. I mean, I know he's a great player, so just being ranked around him was perfect for me. I mean, I've just been enjoying the time, and being number 9th overall now is yeah, I can't describe it.
Sorry, we're jumping in late. Congratulations, first off. Was this about where you thought you might go? You go through all these meetings and you maybe read stuff or see stuff. I mean, was Winnipeg a spot you thought you might get to if they had the choice?
Definitely. I think obviously you have some teams who show a little bit more interest than others. And I think Winnipeg was one of them. I think they showed a lot of interest, and it made me feel really, really comfortable. I really thought I had the chance to go to Winnipeg, and hearing my name 15 minutes ago was amazing.
What did it mean to you to have your family here to experience?
Oh, it meant a lot. I mean, I already before the draft, my sister started crying. So it meant a lot that they were here. I mean, they've been supporting me through my whole career. They've been there for me every single day, so having them here is great, really great.
Did Caroline say anything special to you?
Well, she just said that you should just be happy to be here, and that's what my whole family has been saying. So they said they're really proud of me, and obviously that's great to hear. I mean, it's my family. I love them, so it's really great to have them here. Sorry?
If many people were watching your draft in your country in Denmark?
Well, I know that all of my friends were watching the draft and family back home. I think a lot of people were following it. I think hockey is getting bigger in Denmark again now, which I think is fantastic. So I think a lot of people were following it this year, yeah.
Nick, do you remember anything from your meetings with Winnipeg at the combine?
Well, yeah, I had a lot. So I just remember that they showed a lot of interest, and I felt great going out after the meeting. Obviously, it's only 20 minutes, but it's like that for every single player. So I felt great going out of that meeting with the Jets, and obviously I feel great now. So. My favorite player when I was younger, and that was not because I knew he was a good hockey player. It was just because I knew who he was. Like I was about 6 years old, and I heard the name, and he was just my favorite player. It was Mike Modano from the Dallas Stars, and I don't know a lot about him, to be honest. I think I was a little guy, and I just chose one. So it was him, and I've been having jerseys with him and everything, so yeah. I think I'm a fast forward. I think I have a lot of speed I can use on the wing. I like to set up some nice plays, and I like to score some goals. So I'd say that's the kind of player I am. I don't know. I've talked to Mikkel Bødker a couple times, but the other guys I don't really know. Haven't talked to them, so hopefully I'm gonna play against them soon. So we'll see. Well, I mean, obviously I gotta get a little bit bigger and stronger. I think I can use my speed to get out of the rough. The rough time on the ice, but I'm not afraid to get hit or hit somebody. So it's I think that's a big thing I have to improve on. But I think that's gonna be good. He obviously congratulated me for a fantastic season and good luck for the draft. He didn't say much about the draft. He just said that you're gonna enjoy it. Pukkali texted me to today and said that you're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be amazing. You're never gonna forget this day. So I felt great going into the draft, and I feel great now. So it's amazing.
What, if anything, you know about the Jets today?
I know some of the players. To be honest, I didn't follow the NHL much when I was younger, simply because of the time difference from Europe. I watched before coming over. I watched maybe 4 or 5 NHL games, so I don't know a lot about all the NHL teams. But I'm definitely gonna learn something about the Jets now.
Your father was a coach?
Yeah, my dad's a coach in Switzerland right now.
How did he influence you when you were growing up and playing?
Oh, well, he was kind of like my personal coach at home. He was taking me to his practices. He was working out with me during the summer, and he was kind of my mentor. Like, he was teaching me everything, and I do believe that he's a big part of why I'm sitting here right now. I obviously put a lot of hard work in it with him. Sometimes it was pretty rough. But I mean, it was great, and I appreciate it, and now I'm sitting here, so I don't regret anything. I'm happy that I took those extra hours with my dad, so I'm happy.
And you were a competitive soccer player as well?
Yeah, I played soccer till I was 14. I played on the national team. So I kind of think, I don't know, but I think that's where I got my speed from. It's great to have something besides the hockey that you can do, and I love playing soccer and still do. So. Yeah.
Have you been able to pay attention to the World Cup at all this week?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I had to think of something else, so I was watching the World Cup. I was watching Switzerland playing and all that. So I mean, I love soccer. No matter what team is playing, I can watch every single game.
Did you choose hockey over soccer?
No, definitely not. I was a good soccer player too, but my dad was a hockey player. My brother plays hockey right now. Everything in our family was kind of like hockey. I have three cousins who play hockey. My three uncles played hockey. So everything was just hockey in our family. We talked about hockey all the time. So it wasn't a big decision for me, no.
Nick, I know your dad was drafted, but did he come over at all, or did he play in North America?
No, he didn't. He didn't come over. I think he thought he wasn't ready to get over and try the NHL. So he stayed in Sweden for a couple of years more, and then played for the rest of his life in Europe.
And what's that say, like, you and Leon, both your dad's national team players, both in the top 10 in the draft?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's pretty cool that your dad was drafted 30 years ago. I think it's amazing for me and for Drysdale. I think it's amazing for everybody getting drafted this weekend. Everybody has been thinking about it since they were little, so it's amazing to sit here.
Thank you, guys.
Great.